Anyway, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Third Lake Show. It is season 4, episode 9. It's May 1st, 2024. This seems like it's becoming just a bi-weekly thing since things are so slow in the world.
Everyone knew this show was bi.
That's true. Anyway, how's your week been, Shu?
Good. I finally got a full week in at the gym, so like, back's feeling better. I thought I got sick, but it was just fucking allergies.
Fuck allergies.
Yeah, it was a bit rough, but I mean, other than that, it's basically just been Fallout 76. It's just,
yeah,
it's been so good to go back. Thank you, Mr. Goggins.
Yeah, that my week has been roughly the same of like nothing interesting. It's been mostly like boring kind of weeks that have been going by so far, but the thing that's been making me go through day by day is Fallout. It's the only thing that's keeping me surviving right now.
Jesus
is being able to play Fallout.
Christ.
No, but yeah, it has been a lot of fun.
I think you're lying. I don't think you're lying. I think this is... You okay, bud? What's going on?
Fallout's all I have. Yeah, no. I don't know. There's not a lot of things going on right now. I mean, in a couple... I think actually next week, I've got like a bunch of different things to go do for like the railroad shit. Somehow, 150-something years later, they're still having Asians go and do stuff for the railroad.
I mean, to be fair, China used the fuck out of them people to build a fucking, like a super train, like a bullet train, essentially, in like 6 months. And it's like, I'm going to need some years to decide if I want to ride that. I'm definitely not in the first year. I'll tell you that much. That's not good.
I mean, we're going there to, you know, give out some knowledge about, you know, what was going on during that time, how Asians were treated during that time, and then
I think
you know,
everyone other than white was treated at that time. Like it was just white, and then all you other gross fucks.
Yeah. There's something I'll tell you after the podcast. I don't know if I can share this. But anyway, you want to get into some gaming news stuff?
Oh, fuck, now I'm super... You can't share it? Damn.
I don't know if I can or can't. It's a thing that might make some people look bad. Oh. I don't want to do that on a podcast, right? The only people I make look bad on a podcast are the people who deserve it. But these people are actually pretty cool. They just...
Made a bad choice.
Stuck in their old ways, I guess is the way to put it. But
Yeah!
You own a Steam Deck, right? I always have to double check this, right?
Oh yes.
Did you know there was a loophole on the Steam Deck that would let you get like refunds of just games?
I'm kind of mad I don't have that now because I'm gonna guess it got patched.
It did get patched, unfortunately. But for a long while, this was a thing that was going on Steam. I guess just Steam in general, but it also mentions like it was used a lot on the Steam Deck as well. So you know those games where you can always like pre-purchase them and then you get like a couple days early access and things like that?
Okay.
Well, that time of that early access, or as Steam puts it, advanced access to the game, where it's like, you know, it's like the first like 3 days before the game officially like releases. That game was not count. That time was not counted towards your hours played.
Oh.
So you had like however long that like... advanced access, as they put it, to play the game, try to, you know, do as much as you can, and then if you really wanted to return the game, because it didn't count towards your hours. So like it didn't count to like that 2 hour time limit of like how long you have until you can return a game, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really mad I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I'm kind of fucking pissed now too.
Think of all the games we could have played early access and then realized that we would hate. Maybe not Snow Day, because I don't think that had early access on it. But, like, Star Wars Survivor. I think Cyberpunk had early access on it. And then coming up, you know, Stalker and the new Star Wars Outlaws game that are coming out. All those games could have had this done. But, yeah, they got rid of it. And I'm kind of upset. But... sticking with Steam stuff and, I guess, gaming stuff in general, there's a new game that has been announced in VR. Did you hear about this one? I'm not going to say what it is. I just want to know if you know of this VR game that's coming out.
Okay. I so, don't.
Okay. I didn't know if you heard about it, but they're making a Batman Arkham VR game.
I'm in.
Yeah, Batman Arkham Shadow VR game announced for late 2024.
Well... actually, I'm going to give this one a little bit of a wait. Who's doing it? Is this Rocksteady?
Let me see if I can find out who's making it.
If it's
Camouflage?
Is that the people who just did the Suicide Squad game?
This game was not made with the involvement of Rocksteady Studios.
Okay, I'm kind of in.
Camouflage, makers of Iron Man VR and Republic.
Oh, those are not good. Those are really not good. God damn it. Well, it was a cool idea.
It will be the largest game they've ever published and built from the ground up to integrate with the MetaQuest 3, is what they say. Which, you could still play that on your Hive, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, I guess this was just, like, announced today about this. So... I don't know. I guess keep an eye out for that, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see if it's good, right? And also, since we've been kind of super into Fallout shit right now, one of the art designers, the lead, I think this is the lead art designer or whatever, made a video about designing the creatures of Fallout 3 and 4. I just thought it was cool. And it's something that you...
I will be watching that before I go to bed. Thank you.
Yep. One thing I didn't realize is that when they were making Fallout 3, Bethesda was just getting a lot of death threats about how, like, things were supposed to look and things like that.
What?
Yeah, people were, like, very mad. Like,
oh, my God.
Not mad, but they're like, they have to do it this way or else, like, I'll go, you know, blah, 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 right?
Cringe.
Yeah, so I think that's also talked about in that developer retrospective video, but yeesh. And a little more for the Fallout stuff. Someone made a Fallout inspired RPG game in Excel.
No fucking way, for real?
Yeah, I'll share some screenshots of the game and what it's like, apparently. But these are some of the things that they put in there. There's combat. There's, like, a map and stuff like that. You play as a guy, I believe, called Mercer. And, yeah, it's just...
Oh, my God. Now I really wish I wanted... Fuck. Now I really wish I had Excel.
Yeah.
God damn it. That has to translate to Google, right? It has to.
That's what I'm hoping. Mapping and questing, battle mode. There's, like, quest locations and stuff that are, like, different colors. You can move your party using the arrow buttons. Battles use a simplified version of D&D mechanics with four features important to understand. Initiative, range and movement, hitting an enemy, damage calculations. So, I don't know. This might be another one of those weird games I'll be playing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it translates to Google, you let me know. I'm not buying Microsoft Office. Sorry. But.
I own Microsoft Office. So.
Fuck you.
Well, technically, my mom owns it, I guess. It's just under my account for some reason. I don't know. Never made sense to me. But going through a couple more things. This, I didn't know if I wanted to put as a Earth Ambassador or just, you know, in the news in general here. But do you see Nintendo's forcing anything Nintendo-related on Garry's Mod to be removed?
I mean, I get it, but, like, now's when we do this? How old is Garry Mod?
They have to now delete 20 years worth of content that are anything related to Nintendo.
Good luck.
Yeah. The I read the little like news update on Steam as well, and it said, "Hey, we gotta get rid of everything Nintendo related." Is there anything else we have to say? It's Nintendo. Even they knew. It was like, it's about that time. But they're really just asking all the creators and who made stuff on the workshop, just be like, hey, please help us out. Stop spreading this stuff and just get rid of it. I'm pretty sure Nintendo has targeted like every modding community now, right? Their own, for people who are just using a forum website to talk about like Pokemon games and Pokemon ROMs without any download things. Now Gary's Mod, and then they had Nexus. Nexus had took a big hit too recently, which is fine. Nexus is annoying at times.
All right. It's not even for money. Yeah. Like, no one's downloading Gary's Mod because there's a fucking Mario NPC. Like, no one's doing that. Like, everyone has it already, and no one's doing it for that. I'd tell Nintendo to kick rocks. Be like, go after the people. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I understand it's your property, but, like, it's a mod. It's not going to hurt anybody at all.
No, they're not making money off of it. You could go after the ones who want donations for it.
Yeah, there are those people on... You see, the Workshop also has a way where you can pay for mods on that, too. On Steam Workshop.
I have not.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still there. This was a thing I saw a couple years ago. But, like, there were a bunch of things for, like, Skyrim mods that had to, like, pay for some of the mod stuff. And I was like, this is stupid. Why would anyone want to do this? But, I don't know. Maybe they got rid of it. I'm not sure. And one quick one I have here, which is, official like 3DS and Wii U servers shut down a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
There's still people playing on the servers.
How?
People so stubborn. They did not turn off their console. And they have literally sat in a online lobby so that the servers have to stay up. One of those people is playing Splatoon 1. And usually Splatoon, this is what I've read, is that there's like map rotations, like every like couple of hours the maps are rotated and everything like that. The server shut down, and this is what the person said, is today, April 30th, 2024, marks the final map rotation in Splatoon 1 on the Nintendo Network. These maps are set to be in rotation for the next 10 years.
Fuck yes!
Yeah, so he's stuck on the same map rotation for the next 10 years if he decides to stay on it.
Dude, go with it. Please!
Respect to LCD101, who has literally sat on the servers for this long, right?
I mean, how about this? We will collectively get these people off the servers if you drop the Gary's Mod lawsuit, because it's kind of sad. Like, even for Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to do that. They'll be like, yeah, they can stick on the servers. We're going to make more money just by taking all these mods, right? Because that's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Stick it to them.
Yeah, Pal World's better than your shit games.
They're adding new pals, by the way. Did you see that?
Yeah, did you see the raid came out for the game?
No.
Oh, it came out a couple of weeks ago. I kept forgetting to mention it. But yeah, they now have a raid in the game for like end game content. I don't know what it's going to be like, but sounds like we got to start the server back up.
But alrighty. But 76, baby.
I never said we had to start it up now.
Okay, just making sure.
You got like a good next like 3 years for 76, right?
I'm fine with it. I'll keep playing this fucking game.
Now that we know somewhat of what we're doing.
It takes a while. It takes a while.
There's actual content in the game now. It's great. I still like some moments of that game. I still really wish there weren't NPCs. Just some moments when it.
Just let me skip all dialogue. Let me do that.
Yeah. When it's 2 a.m. and I'm just trying to get through to the end of this quest and they won't stop having me pause in an area just to talk to them, I hate it so much. Whoever decided that, since this game didn't have NPCs for like the first year, that we just had to dump all the dialogue now. Why? Why? But, alrighty. Let's see. I won't lie. Not a lot of crazy stuff has been happening these past 2 weeks. I'm pretty sure you felt that too. But, you see, Blizzard is just banning players for no reason now.
I mean, for real, or is this just people who were caught cheating and this is their only excuse?
Well, it's people who are getting banned for leaving games that they never played. Apparently. There's threads reporting they've been banned from Overwatch 2's ranked mode, as if they left a match. For some, this started as a 15-minute ban, then repeated to the point where some users were banned for the entire season. It just
okay
happened.
I mean, if you never played it, then why do you fucking care?
Well, I think they play the game, but they never actually left the game, because even like Blizzard support, which never really answers, but apparently answered in a post this time, said it. We're currently investigating the lever penalties applying incorrectly in some cases. So I don't know how Blizzard keeps fucking up this bad. Do you see what they're trying to do with Diablo 4?
No. I to be honest with you, you're the only source of Blizzard news. So like they anger me so much. It's literally just so much greed.
I honestly love reading like the news from Blizzard Entertainment and shit about them and just seeing how much like fuck ups they have to go through, you know, like things that they just kind of do themselves that just are totally just wrong, you know. But in Diablo 4, they're like new season, they're really trying to get like their player base back up in Diablo 4, so they keep like promoting like, oh, everything's gonna change, all the loot's gonna change, mm-hmm. we're gonna like overhaul a bunch of things, loot's gonna like drop differently now. And it's, I'm pretty sure they said the exact same thing about Diablo 3 when they had like their whole like loot change thing in there. Yeah, the loot changed a lot. They added a thing in there that lets you re-roll the legendary. And it would like re-roll into different pieces of gear, pretty much, and that was it. So,
I mean, Blizzard. We'll see. I wanted Diablo to be cool because that was like my first one ever. But yeah, it stinks, man.
It was fun for a while, and then it just kind of like stopped, right? Well, I was just like, eh. Last little news tidbit I have for gaming stuff is, there's a priest that allegedly spent $40,000 of the church's credit card on Candy Crush.
Oh my god, that is not where I thought we were going. He's really trying to lure them kids, god damn.
Pottstown, Pennsylvania. That's where this Catholic priest is from. Used a church credit card to spend over $40,000 on power-ups in mobile games. Oh, sorry. Mario Kart Tour and Candy Crush over a 3-year span. He's being charged with theft and other related crimes, according to an... I don't know how to say that.
The good news is the church or the prison's always looking for chaplains. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah. He has since been released after posting a $250,000 bail. So, I don't know. What's the most you've ever... Have you ever spent money on mobile games? And if so, what do you think is the most you've ever spent?
I think grand total was like less than $100. Back in the day, there used to be this game where you could like make cars. And then you would like sell them. And it was just... I don't know. It was kind of different.
The most I've ever spent on a mobile game, I'm not counting Genshin Impact because I never played it on mobile. I only played it on like my computer, right? So I'm not going to count that. But I think it was Fallout Shelter where I spent the most money.
How much did you spend?
Maybe like $50. I just bought like a couple lunch boxes. It was like we were in, I believe, L.A., and I was watching like the E3 like announcement stuff in the hotel room. And My sister and I both were like watching it, and then we saw that Fallout Shelter was coming out on, you know, phones, and we went instantly downloaded it, and it was like $50 for like a couple, like I think it was like 100 lunch boxes. It was like their like just release deal or something like that. I think that's the most I've ever spent, and I don't think I'll ever spend $40,000 on Candy Crush or Mario Kart. I don't know. Anyway, what you got for Earth Ambassadors and Good Eggs, huh?
I don't have any good eggs. I mean, before we get into that, I guess Take Two, straight to Mars, because they just shut down the company that was in charge of making Kerbal Space Program 2. So that's dead.
Take Two. Take Two is the people who also make
Everything Gaming.
2K, Rockstar. Yep. Wasn't Gearbox part of that? I think Gearbox got sold though, right? I don't know.
Shout out to Take Two.
Kerbal Space Program, I've never owned it, but it's such a fun game.
I guess predominantly owned by Chinese people don't want people going to space. Because I don't understand why this one... there was like some other company. Let me see. There's Ollie Ollie and Rollerdrome Studios. I've never heard of those. Those make sense. But like Kerbal Space Program is a pretty big fucking game for PC.
I'm going to look up Kerbal Space Program 2 and see if there's any news about it.
I mean, this is like three hours ago, according to Eurogamer.
So, yeah, no news from them since Thursday from last week. On Steam, at least.
Following today's speculation, a company spokesperson confirmed to Game Developer that its private division publishing label will continue to support Kerbal Space Program 2. On Thursday, Kerbal Space Program 2's creative director, Nate Simpson, shared a development blog post stating that the team was still working on its previously promised Colonies update. So I guess they're going to do this, and then they're done.
Yeah.
That's
went
sad.
To Kerbal Space Program 2. Recent reviews, mostly negative, and all of it is just saying Take-Two just laid off everyone who's working on this game.
Get
the game is dead. Yeah, it's pretty much everyone. And there are a couple other people who are, like, older, not recommended reviews of just saying, like, there was no content in here, which...
Fair.
I mean, yeah, it's new, it's early access, right? Kerbal Space Program 1, I played so much of. Like, we did, like, the whole, like, family share with, like, a couple of friends to get their games and things like that, and I was playing this a bunch. Never built anything that actually successfully worked, but it was just really fun just to sandbox, build a spaceship, see what happens, right?
You borderline have to actually be an aerospace engineer to fucking get that to work.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
that's sad.
I mean, you know, my Earth Ambassador is obviously Nikita. just how do you fuck up that bad with Escape from Tarkov?
I don't care. Fuck him. Here's my thing. Like, the more I learn about this, the more, like, infuriating that shit gets, is that he brags on his, like, little streams to inform you of what's going on in the game about how he drives an Audi, a pretty nice Audi from what I understand, and wearing extreme designer clothes while on stream. And it's just like, you're a fucking ass, dude. You're a legit ass. Like, I don't even give a fuck about you.
Yeah. The entire, like, $250 edition is also completely pay to win. Not only do you get PvE with it, right? So you don't have to deal with other players, but, like,
they
also
give you...
That never
wipes, by the way. Never wipes.
Never wipes. But they also give you the best, like, melee weapon in the game. Oh, and I'm not sure if this applies to everybody or just... Unheard edition, which is like $250 one. You also get bigger pocket slots.
Yes. No, it's just those. It's just that.
Yeah.
You get bigger pocket slots for ammo, for everything else. It's completely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. They're having a thing where they've been scrambling. They might be dealing with a lawsuit. I'm not even sure anymore, but it was like they marked it as a new addition to the game, right? I think they had to do that because they initially marked it as an expansion. And their promise when you bought, you know, Edge of Darkness was you get all the expansions for free. So they have to now quickly scramble, change it to a completely different edition of the game, and then they put it on sale for like $50. So I hope they burn in hell and just stop making games.
Get fucked. I hope you don't get to make your next game. Like, I hope the people who weren't in charge of this decision continue on, but like, the people who were in charge obviously have no business being in charge of that sort of stuff. It's ridiculous.
It's honestly like, lay off everybody at, you know, whoever makes the game. I don't even remember the name of the studio that makes it, BGS or BSG.
Battle State
like
Games.
That. Yeah, yeah. Lay off everyone who's making that and hire everyone who was working on Kerbal Space Program 2 to make this game of Tarkov. I want to see that game. Yeah. And of course, like, they, like, one more thing about Tarkov is they were always, like, claiming to put, like, other games in, like, lawsuits and stuff like that because they just were, like, they said they were, like, just clones of Escape from Tarkov when having the same premise of an extraction shooter, PvP, PvE style, that's just a type of game. You cannot sue people for having a game in the same exact genre.
This is the whole Pokemon and Pal World debate.
Yeah, which Pal World's staying. Like, there's no way that they are not staying. One thing, I don't know if this is like Earth Ambassador, Good Egg, or just kind of funny. I'll let you decide. But a family in Utah accidentally shipped their cat.
I seen this. I almost picked this.
What are your thoughts on this?
Why?
So apparently their cat just loves playing and hiding in cardboard boxes, and the husband of this family bought a bunch of like work shoes from Amazon just to try them out and stuff. He picked a pair that he liked and was going to return all the rest, which is a thing you can do on Amazon apparently. Cat apparently was hiding in the box and they shipped it off for 6 days. It was in a box with no food or water.
You're not allowed to own pets.
Yeah. Yeah. This, I don't know how to feel. Is this Good Egg? Is this Earth Ambassador? Is this just funny? I feel like it's just funny at this point. The cat's alive.
I don't know.
I don't think they should be allowed to own pets.
Yeah, like, I feel like there's somebody needs to step in and be like, dude, do you have fucking kids? Like, we need to have a talk. We're not going to take your kids away, but you're going to have to do some parenting classes. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm
honestly surprised the cat lived.
6 days is a long time.
Being stuck in a cardboard box with nothing but shoes, no food, no water.
I don't know, man.
Alrighty, well,
I got a Mars Ambassador.
Oh,
and it's from Colorado. There's a video of a sex offender running through the park where elementary kids are, and trying to snatch one of them.
Swiper, no swiping.
Yeah, it's. I mean, no, like, copy image. Yeah, this is what this individual looks like.
Oh.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like one of the ghouls from like the first Fallout.
He looks
games.
Like a fucking ghoul. Yeah, that's a very solid point.
Let me see if I can find a picture from Fallout 1 ghouls.
Spoiler alert, this individual has been convicted of sex crimes in the past.
Not surprised.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, yes. Very fair.
Same facial expression. What?
I don't know, man.
Humans. We're a lost cause, right? Anyway, you want to get into state speculate?
We can do that.
Yeah.
It's in a town that I used to live in, too. Okay! Florida.
That's something that you wanted to know?
Or anybody else. Um, there was a dating show where, like, this individual was, I mean, not ugly, and everyone's competing to have, like, a date or be together with her, and it turns out it's a transgender woman who was once a man and tells the winner at the last little bit, Florida or not Florida. They didn't know beforehand.
I'm going to say not Florida, just because I feel like a lot of dating shows that I've seen are usually outside of the U.S.
Yeah, this is England.
Yeah, that's exactly. This I was like, it's either Australia or England.
Yeah, they apparently we don't understand big, huge shoulders and big hands. But, you know, whatever. Huge tits, I guess.
Is this an actual thing? Yeah. There's a reality TV show based in the UK that is called Love Island. That's what I was thinking of when you were talking about this dating show thing.
No, this is a... I don't know, man. It's just so sad. It's just like, dude, y'all are in some wicked dry spells. Like, don't get me wrong. This individual is conventionally attractive. However, some of y'all need to start hanging out with dudes because, like, there's tall tale signs everywhere. Spoiler alert. If a woman has collarbones, pretty good chance this is a man. If the woman has hands as big as yours, pretty good chance this is a man. If the woman has a strong jawline, this is a man. Like, it's
a man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
If it walks.
It's just... Oh, my God. Apparently, the contestants wanted to litigate the show so that they couldn't air it and be embarrassed. But, I mean, you got fucked on. You probably signed that contract. Sucks to suck.
The one we're talking about is on the left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once again. Okay.
I would think that's it.
Really? The collarbone.
No, I would think that's a band.
That is a masculine skull. Those are collarbones. Those are big, broad shoulders. Like, yes, big, huge boobs. We get it. Also, like, there's this picture, too. Discord, for some reason, is just not showing me that my photos have posted. The hands.
The one that it's showing me, like, these are... I have to, like, download these and open them up.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
A program. That's fine.
The hands on this individual are enormous, and it's just... I don't know.
Is this the same person?
Same one. Shout out, England. You can't identify animals, and you can't identify people. Nice work, dipshits.
The second one that you sent is easier to tell that it's, you know...
Yeah.
Trans, right? Yeah. The first one, I was like, is that Megan Fox?
Dude,
that's what I actually thought when I first saw that.
Again, I'm shocked. Immediately. I saw the headline, so I guess I was kind of tipped off, but as soon as I was like, well, can I be fooled by this? And then it's just collarbones and hands and the skull. Like, congratulations. Three
is
for
an
three.
Adam's apple? I didn't actually look.
No, you can actually get, there's a surgery to get that removed, and there's a surgery to lower your jawline, although it's incredibly expensive and fucking painful. So, like, a lot of people don't
painful.
Get that. I don't...
They can't identify animals, and they can't identify...
Gender. And apparently, there's just a bunch of dudes who are into chicks with dicks. All right.
Help me.
shout out, England. You're a bum. All of you. Gordon Ramsay, yeah. Too. He's mostly ours, though.
At this point.
Florida or not. Or, sorry, state speculate. Woman stabs man in wild gas station rampage before threatening employees and smashing computers.
Florida.
This is Florida. It's a gas station called Wawa.
Why is that the first gas station I thought about, too?
I didn't know if you knew it, so just
we
see.
Don't have those in Utah, but I've heard a lot of things about Wawa.
This is a 37-year-old female. She is charged with attempted felony murder, criminal mischief, and aggravated assault in Tampa. This is trip stomping grounds. She's also charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Yeah, they think she was high on something. Shocking.
it's Florida.
The woman allegedly took a fixed blade knife from the deli and stabbed a man with it, causing him to bleed. He suffered a minor abrasion in his left hand. After leaving the Wawa, authorities said the suspect went inside an office and raised the knife over a female employee's head. She reportedly told the office worker, "I will kill you." Crane is also accused of swinging the knife that nearly struck another female officer, or another female office worker, sorry. She also reportedly smashed a computer monitor in the office, causing what amounted to over $1,000 worth of property damage.
Oh, man. I'll take this person over anybody from the UK, though.
How do you get charged with attempted murder for stabbing someone in a hand? I wonder if the hand was, like, over the torso or something and then just kind of moved and the hand took it with it. Because, like,
they were just like, assault, deadly weapon, chalk it up.
Like, for example, if you shoot someone, waist above, it's attempted murder. If it's waist below, then it is assault with a deadly weapon. You can't charge someone with attempted murder. Above? No. If you shoot someone, so like if me and you got into an argument and I shot you in the chest, that's attempted murder according to the law. If I shoot you in the leg, that's aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So like, how the fuck does the hand? I don't know. Shout out Florida.
Yeah.
Florida's penis is always America's penis named Florida is always doing something wild as fuck, so congrats. At least that guy didn't die.
That's true.
Okay. State speculate, Florida or no? Child says she hears, quote, monsters in the wall. Turns out to be 50,000 bees.
I don't like this.
Dude, could you imagine?
I don't want to.
Florida or not?
No, UPS ships bees?
Yes.
No, I said not Florida.
Yeah, this is not Florida. This is North Carolina. Yeah, 50,000 fucking bees.
I don't like it. Whenever I get a package at my job that like is like bugs or whatever, I legit just go up to my supervisor and say, "You have to move that. I'm not touching that." I literally just walk away. Just like, I make her do it. I'm not doing it.
Fuck off. I have a big phobia. No, thank you. Okay.
Just don't. Why? Why are there so many bees in your wall?
That's a fuckload of bees, dude.
Is it like, could she just like peel back like the wall and just like get some honey?
They were saying that there's a fuckload of it. Unfortunately, there's $2,000 worth of damage done to their house that insurance will not cover. It's like,
sell the honey.
Yeah, like you might as well just do something. Fucking just take the queen and just stick it in. Just become beekeepers. Fuck them.
This is honey and maybe a little bit of asbestos. $5 for a jar.
It's the best honey you'll ever have. Possibly the last.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out where
the
fuck this
is. Do you like honey?
I fucking love honey.
Do you like the, like, processed one where you get, in, like, the bare little bottle?
Yeah. I mean, it's not my favorite, but I'm not going to bitch about it. Why? Do you not like honey? Oh, that's right. You don't like sweets.
I don't like sweets, so that's, like, the big thing. I do like honey, but it has to be, like, weirdly, it has to be watered down, like warm water, like just with like some honey in it.
You talking about tea?
Yeah, I am. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I am. I'm telling you, orange peel and honey tea is delicious, okay? If you ever got a sore throat, drink that. Mm,
all the pesticides.
It's so good.
Whenever I have a sore throat, it's literally just hot water, lemon juice, and honey, and I just drink that literally until my piss is sweet.
You know, did you know that people for like cough medicine, when they're like having a sore throat and they need like a like that kind of thing, they just drink whiskey with cinnamon in it?
Yeah, hot toddies.
I don't. Does it actually work?
I don't know. I'm not a booze hound, but But yeah, there's a lot of home remedies from back in the day where it's just alcohol, and it's just like, I think you fuckers were just getting sauced up. Like, I think,
yeah.
I think, I mean, I'm not doubt, like, hey man, get whatever makes you feel better. Like, I guess it's not like drugs. So like, I just,
well, it is drugs, but
I mean, it's not controlled substances. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I've never tried a hot toddy. Is that just Fireball?
No, hot toddy is just whiskey with cinnamon, and then it's warm.
Okay.
Or bourbon, or whatever the fuck. Whatever your poison is. Yeah, look
vodka.
It up. I think if you drink hot vodka, you might have to get sent off to the fucking moon.
Just the moon, not Mars, huh?
No, you're not that bad. You need to be like number one from Umbrella Academy. Just go fucking hang out for a bit. Take your warm fucking vodka. Get the fuck out of here.
And your giant platter of eggs.
Yeah, dude, just away you go. Florida or not, hangry bear gobbles up ducklings at zoo in front of horrified children.
Oh, please don't be Florida. Not Florida.
This is Washington. There's a video. I will share it. Like, it's nature, so if you got a problem with nature, don't do it. But these kids, hands plastered on the fucking glass, just watching this bear eat every single duckling there is.
Opening it up, watching the video. I love how it just bear devours ducklings.
Dude, it's, you fucking, yeah, I don't know, man.
This is what I like to see, you know?
You like to watch ducks get eaten?
No, just like nature taking its course, you know? The kids running away, seeing what happened. It's just a little chicken nugget, right?
It's just, I don't know, man. I had to look up this other thing. I'm all for it. There was a zoo down in Colorado Springs. I don't know if it's open anymore. It used to be able to feed giraffes. We went there one day and a tiger got a hold of a peacock. It was a fucking mess. It was pretty cool, though.
I remember, I think a couple years ago or something like that, we talked about it, like the monkey that grabbed a seagull out of the air and started murdering.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this makes me think of. I don't know, there's just something nice knowing that nature just continues on, even in captivity, you know?
That's
just
good.
Yeah.
That's a net positive. Yeah, there's that. Sorry, I had to look this up because I couldn't remember. If I tell you, you could buy jeans that make it look like you fucking pissed your pants. Okay, I'll help you out here. You don't have to do that.
Okay, I don't have to piss my pants, you're telling me?
Yeah, I mean, you could, because apparently, you know, this is a trend. How much do you think piss pants jeans are, but you didn't actually fucking pee in them?
So these are like designer
purposely
jeans,
made to look like you pissed your fucking pants.
Okay, thinking about designer clothes, how expensive it can be, how much money Nikita needs from their player base.
Dude, I'd gotta be a Nikita fan if he bought piss pants jeans.
$600.
Correct.
Actually?
These fucking things are $608 fucking dollars.
Gee,
you
why?
Can get, oh sorry, originally $800, but the ones we're looking at are $600 to make it look like you hosed your fucking pants. Dude. What the fuck?
Is it $600 because in quotes it says used?
Oh my god. People are dumb. I thought it was dumb to buy jeans that already have holes in them. Meanwhile,
yeah, like ripped jeans? Like, yeah. Whoever buys that? You know, there's also, like, with jeans, you can buy them that are, like, burnt.
Yeah.
Like, not just ripped, but you can get them burnt and things like that. Why?
I don't know. To make it look like you actually do something interesting, I guess. You could buy them with, like, oil stains and all sorts of other shit. But meanwhile, like, Japan has, like, one of the best jean companies, like, hands down worldwide. It's, like, $128 per pair of jeans. But I think they will legitimately last forever. They're softer, they're stretchier, their pockets are nicer, and their belt loops don't fall off. Like,
I hate jeans.
I fucking love them. I fucking love jeans.
I hate wearing jeans. It's one of those things with jeans of just like how they tell you like you don't have to wash them. Just disturbs me.
I mean, it makes sense, but I mean, there's also like they used to make doorknobs out of brass where you don't have to clean them because they'll clean themselves. So.
Yeah, I'd still clean it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I just love jeans, dude. They're so goddamn comfy.
Sweatpants and gym shorts is all I care about wearing.
I mean, shit, I'm basically in gym shorts the entire time. I'm with you, like 99% of the time. But when I get to put jeans on, woohoo!
I do. There. I guess there is like a pair. I don't know if they count as jeans or not, but you know, they're like pants that are kind of like jeans, but a little more like sweatpants in a way. I don't know. They're just those are nice to wear, but like jeans themselves, they always like just. They're so abrasive on my skin. And I don't know why.
You buying those cheap jeans?
You mean the Walmart jeans? Yeah, that's all I wear.
Those are pretty rough. Because of like Walmart jeans and shit, I do agree to a certain extent. Like I wore jeans so long that like my leg hair grows in different patches. And wherever the jeans would touch my legs, most commonly I don't grow leg hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't grow like.
I was about to say you probably don't. It's probably just eyelashes, sometimes eyebrows, and hair on head.
That's all. Yeah.
Pubes and pits.
Yeah. Yep.
Asshole.
I don't need to grow hair.
I have so much hair on my asshole, but nowhere else. All right. We're gonna get on to Rush or Not Rush.
I think that's what Kalen's like.
Kalen's hairy everywhere but where he needs it.
Oh, okay.
From what I understand.
All right, what's in this Rush, Not Rush, then?
Okay. Did Rush set up 2013 confetti cannons to shoot at the same time to break a world record?
No, but I kind of wish I was there.
Yeah, I kind of wish so, too. However, this school is in Australia.
I don't want to be upside down. I get nauseous.
St. Stephen's, Stephen's, I don't know, school in Western Australia sent confetti flying into the air Friday to break the record for the most people launching confetti cannons simultaneously. The previous record was 1,116, so you beat it by a little bit. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool record. I don't want to take that one. That one's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Did David Rush make the biggest model aircraft carrier?
No.
Correct. This is some British guy. James Holmesley. Holmesley? Whomsley. Holmesley. Holmesley? Holmesley. It's Holmesley.
Hoover.
Yeah, I bet this guy loves to suck. It's a 16.46-foot model. It took him 3 months. Yeah, but, like, I don't want to be known as this guy.
I don't either.
I mean, he was landing.
America should take the title.
Oh, yeah. He was also landing, oddly enough, two American planes, models of his American planes on his aircraft carrier. So, like, he's begging us to do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Didn't even do any of his own planes. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like a Spitfire or something, or a Typhoon, or Sea Fury. I don't know. I play War Thunder too much. All right.
Sponsored by... No,
yeah, dude, that'd one be cool. Day. Give me that sponsorship. Give me that sponsorship, Gaijin. I'll sell out so fast. Okay.
We'll take two sponsorship. Anything from Bethesda or anything from Gaijin?
let's just go all the way. Let's just sell all the way out. Speaking of podcasts and being sellouts... Are you aware of an individual who says she masturbates to Bluey? Like a 40 or 30-year-old woman. She looks like she's 50. Says she masturbates to Bluey's dad.
I don't want to know about this person.
Yeah, August the Duck has a YouTube video on it. And they're like, oh, so you're attracted to the voice actor. To which she goes, someone who is just, she has kids who watch Bluey. And she masturbates to the cartoon her kids watch. Disgusting. And then they're like, oh, so you're attracted to the voice actor. And then immediately shits all over the voice actor, calling him one of the ugliest humans she's ever seen in her life. And it's just like, well, I got news for you, you fucking troll. You're like a solid 5, maybe 4. And the fact that someone had the audacity to lay on top of you and dump their nasty ass seed in you, I'm going to drop it down to a 2 because you're a pig. So, Take that.
Oh, jeez.
She masturbates to a cartoon and has the nerve to call someone's ugly. And it's just like, you're literally masturbating to something that is not real. What the fuck? Your opinion means nothing.
Also, the podcast that she was on, it's Mia Malkova and some other person, but I'm guessing it's just, all right. I'm doing research on it.
Yeah, I bet you are. I just, who the fuck? Okay, I don't know. I'm getting off this because that troglodyte is so infuriating. It's just like, what the fuck, dude? No one cares. Why did you, just because you have a microphone doesn't mean you should just admit everything. Like, you should have shame, you disgusting creature.
Yeah. I mean, I admit everything, but I also have shame. So, you know, I say stuff and I'm like, that's not a good thing to say. This person doesn't. Also, the only thing I know about, like, I've never heard about Bluey until my sister messaged me one day and saying that her corgi loves to just watch Bluey.
Yeah.
And that was it. What?
I don't know.
Why masturbate?
Especially to your kid's show. That's fucking creepy. Yeah. That's creepy. And like the other hosts like try to justify it, be like, oh, you're serving two purposes or whatever. And it's just like, dude, you're a fucking pig. You are a fucking pig, man or woman. If you masturbate to your kid's TV show, you're a fucking pig. You're disgusting. We don't need you for the betterment of the species. Goodbye. Off to Mars.
Yeah. Is she masturbating while her kids are watching?
I would assume not.
Her?
I would pray that it is not that.
Yeah.
But
that's now I'm worrying.
I don't know, man. It's cringy as fuck. I'm sorry for whatever waste of fucking carbon decided to dump his nasty, gross looking dick inside of you. It's literally the second ugliest genitalia when you look at your own pussy. So you also look like someone who squats over a mirror to stare at your butthole. So I don't give a fuck about you. On to the next one. Rush or not Rush? Does he own a pony that has the longest tail?
I wish, but no.
No, this is a miniature horse in South Carolina whose tail hair is 5 feet, 11 inches, which is taller than the nasty slut who masturbates to Bluey.
It's taller than me.
Yeah, taller than me, too.
Yeah.
The horse is named Sweetie, stands 3 foot, 1 inches tall. I want to own a pony so fucking bad. Like a little miniature horse, a little mini horse. One of them. Supposedly, they're just big assholes. They are just mean as fuck. It's 36 years old.
Damn.
Bought the mini horse after... The person who bought the mini horse bought this because one horse died and wanted to comfort the other one.
Well, now I'm just sad.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't think I want to own a pony. I definitely want to own, like, a fox or a raccoon. I don't know why.
You ever heard the sound a fox makes, like, legitimately?
It's awful.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't do it. I'm with you. They look cute, and then it's just like, oh, wait, I know the sound that thing makes. I can't do that. I would shit my pants.
maybe not a fox. Maybe I'll go with a coyote.
I'd own a raccoon, like, in a second. Yeah.
Those things are awesome. I mean, yes. They are.
I think you can.
To keep in a
house.
Think
it depends on the state.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it depends on the state. I'm pretty sure I can't in my state.
We're going to Oklahoma. Raccoon Kings. They'll call us Coon Kings.
Okay.
That's the name for them. That's the name for them. Don't even try it, you fucker.
I know, but I was not expecting that. Not expecting it.
Come on. All right.
I'll join you, yeah.
Can't say that word on Twitch. That just gets you banned, even if you're from a country where you never even heard that slur.
Oh, but don't worry. Cartman can say it and fracture butthole.
Okay. Rush, not Rush. Man runs 1 mile in swimming pool in 35 minutes, 24 seconds.
Runs?
Runs in a swimming pool underwater.
Not Rush.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're correct. This is a British man named Adam Lopez, ran 63 laps in his 82-foot pool.
Hey.
He beat the previous record by 4 minutes. I didn't even know this was a fucking record. He was exercising in his pool after being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Oh, God. Here we go. Quote, "When someone tells you your life's under threat, it changes your complexion on how you look at your mortality," he told BBC. "Sometimes we take our lives for granted and our health for granted, and we shouldn't. We should look after ourselves, look after our body, because it's the only place you've got to live. Maybe just stop eating fast food and exercise."
Yeah. Lay off the diet and the normal soda.
Fuck it. Keep the diet soda. Just fucking work out, man. Just do something. I like how
he is. He beat a record.
This is kind of comical to me, is that people who get type 2 diabetes, you know, you weren't born with it. You ate your way to type 2 diabetes, which is fine. Everyone has their issues. But then you want to sit here and pretend to have this prolific view on life. And it's just like, you got here because you didn't do anything. Like, literally.
This is your fault. Yeah, like,
this is like a heroin addict. Like, hey, we gotta treat life with more value than we're currently putting into it. Be like, oh, really? Really? Okay. All right.
Woo-hoo.
Finally. Did David Rush play chess for 60 consecutive hours?
No.
Correct.
Wait. Okay.
Oh, he took too long. This is a Nigerian man. Tunde Onakoya played 60 hours of chess against U.S. chess champion Sean Martinez at a table set up in New York Times Square and ended up the victor of every single game.
Damn.
The record attempt raised $1 million for Chess in Slums Africa. That's, I guess, the fucking thing. I'm not being mean. That's the legit name. The record attempt aimed to raise $1 million for Chess in Slums Africa, a charity he founded. I can't say his name. Onakoya? It might be that one. Onakoya, co-founded to promote education in low-income areas across the continent. Onakoya revealed on social media that he celebrates the end of his attempt with some jollof rice, his first meal in nearly 4 days. He didn't fucking eat. Quote, "I had some food poisoning during the marathon, so I couldn't eat anything at all. Just water." Leave it to New York. Motherfucker's doing something incredible. Yeah, I didn't wash my hands when I made your food. See you later. Jesus, New York is a shithole.
Shout out to that guy, though. 4 days of that food and beat everybody with food poisoning.
He just beat the fuck out of one guy for 60. Can you imagine losing a game for 60 fucking hours, dude? I feel like that guy doesn't get enough recognition. I don't know if I can just stand there for 60 hours and get my ass beat.
What do you mean? That's just you playing War Thunder, right?
That's true. Team That's sucks. True. That's true. It's my teammates doing it to me. It's not even the enemy. Well, that's all I got. I think it's time back to 76. Nah. His YouTube has one, but it didn't come up in an article, so I'll save it.
Okay. Well, if we end now, so if you have anything to plug, do it now. We can make it for the next event.
Yeah, my internet's going to be out for, like, the next week, so.
Uh-huh.
Well,
sure.
Or I'm just going to stream at god-awful hours so no one can put points in.
If you do that, I will stay up until you
I'm
stream.
Not telling you when it will be.
I don't care. I'll stay up. I'll be the world record for staying up the longest. Thank you so much for listening. You guys have a good one. I guess I'm staying up until two streams again so I get my points in. Okay, bye.
Bye.